Chuppah is non-kosher meat. Shem Farti. So it could well be that you still have the system like this also. The slaughterhouse, the behemoths all belong to our Nochri company, a Nochri organization, and they hire Shochtim to shecht properly, and whatever is Nevela, Trefa, whatever has a Shaila, they just sell it as Trefas and Farti. They don't waste any time fetching or Iskulas. It doesn't pay to hire a rabbi to look in Yeridea. It's easier already to sell it as a Trefa or Nevela rather than to Muchois, to Fetchois Aheta. So there was a big machloikis in early Achroinim from the 1600s. The Knesset Yecheskel with the Shev Yank, with the Shvus Yank, we don't even know where they are. So they had a machlekes. The din is achashayachal lachol nevshul about the yotzal lachem lo liyakum. What do you mean lachem lo liyakum? Means if I shecht, let's say the goyim don't eat live animals either. So let's say I'll kill an animal that the goyim should eat. So that's lachem lo liyakum that you're not allowed to do. What if I'll shecht a shechitik shera, an animal that belongs to an akum, but he gives me permission to, I'm going to buy the flesh from him. But right now, I'm shechting the animal, right now at the time of shechita, belongs to the akum. Is that a violation of lachem v'lo liakum? Akum is determined by the ownership of the animal, or akum is determined by who's going to eat it. So that's a beferish. But in the 1600s they still shechted Anyantah. So what would be the din? Are you permitted to shecht Anyantah, an animal that belongs to a Nochri, but the intention is he's going to shecht it, so the heathen are going to eat the flesh? Is that Lachem Alol Yaakov because it's owned by a Nochri, or they say no? Since the intention is that Jews should eat it, that's lochem.
The halacha mishnah that you can't shecht an animal which is jointly owned by a Gentile.
Yeah, this is more here.
No, you may shecht it. That's our Gemara. That's what we're going to start right now. That's what we're up to. Here, in the fifth line from the top. Boy, Minei Raviv Yisov. Apparently, there were two Raviv Yisov, so the senior Raviv Yisov.
Yeah.
There was a younger and older. So, boy, Minei Raviv Yisov, the older Raviv Yisov, asked the Shaila of Rav Huna, what's the din? A behemoth which is owned jointly by a Yisrael and a Nachri. Behemoth chetz Yishal Akum, chetz Yishal Yisrael. Ma'u l'shachta b'yontav. Are you permitted to shecht? So he says, yes, it's permissible. Why is it permissible? So he's going to tell you later, because the epsha, the kazai is possible, or shechita. The yid wants to eat, he wants the shechta and wants to eat his hair. So what do you want him to do? He should only shecht the leg. You have to shecht the neck. You're going to shecht one, the kind of the veins. You have to shecht both. You shecht, the epsha, the kazai is possible, or shechita. Even if you want to eat just your, I own 10%. And the Nachri owns 90%. But I can't get to eat my 10% unless I do the Shechita.
So you think by Shabbos, if you need a Gezayis Pusa for a Choyle, you're allowed to shecht, but you have to Gezayis Pusa, will you shecht?
Okay. So it paskins that it's mutter, that's the thing, you're permitted to shecht the Beim, and the Chetzu Shalak, and the Chetzu Shalak. Omalei, Sir Aviv, you saw a frak takashe, you tell me it's permissible. But we just spent the whole sugya learning that the Dor Minadov is Chetzi L'Hashem. The Balak Korban eats the flesh, and the Yemurim are burnt on the Mizbech. So it's also like a Shutvis, Chetzi Chetzi, a partnership. Part of it is Lachem and part of it is Lagavaya. So what's the difference whether part is Lachem and part is La'akum, that you say it's Mutter, and part is Lachem and part is Lagavaya, that all of a sudden that becomes us? Manishtana, why is it? Amalei say yes and back. If that's mutter, chimah bein zeh the dor min adavis. What's the difference between chetz yishalak and chetz yishal Yisrael and the dor min adavis? From chetz yishal gavoyah, chetz yishal Yisrael, chetz yalachem. It's the same pasuk. Lachem ulo lagavoyah, lachem ulo liyakum. So if it's chatzi chatzi, right there you have shalak gazayis bos. Amalei. He tells him Urva Para. There's a raven flying overhead. So Rashi interprets that he diverted his attention. He didn't know the answer. He didn't. Rashi claims he didn't know the answer. Yeah. Others say that he didn't want to give him the answer. So he said, "Oh, Malay."
Rashi may also say
that. Huh?
Rashi may also say
that. Did say. Sounds like
maybe he doesn't want to.
The Gemara says, "Kinofak." So he didn't get an answer. So Rabbi Yisava left. So the old rabbi left, and Rav Huna is left there at home. Kinofak, when the shoyal left the home. Amalei Rabba Brei, so Rabba Barafuna asks his father, et of good gefreir.
Yeah,
what's
right.
the answer? Why don't you give him an answer? So he says, I'm a little shikha, I'm a little tipsy, because it was Yontif, and he had Kiddush, and he made Lachai. I'm not allowed to paskin, I don't know myself. I don't know what the answer is. Agutikasha. So he says, Amalei Rabba Brei, the Rabba, the son of Barafuna, tells the father, hey, is the chagrois the Talmud Chacham? Love Heiner Aviv Yisova the Mishtabech Lemad Begave the Gavre Rabbu. You used to tell me, you used
it's
to brag about him that he's a big Talmud Chacham. So why don't you talk and learn and give him the answer? What you tell him? What you Faradim did say and tell him? There's a raven flying overhead and he diverted his attention. He never gave him an answer. Amalei, so he says, but what can I do? My Evidle, what can I do? Ani Hayam Samchuni Bashishayis Rabduni Betapuchim. He means Rashi writes. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Yontifu v'darashti la rabim. He gave a big shir. V'chalisi and he got exhausted. Mitarach hadrasha. The Korah ani alai samchuni bashisha is ha. Samchuni bashisha means help me out. Give me some food. Give me a drink. Give me some apples. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I have no time to think.
Give me something to eat better.
Yeah, I think other Rishonim say differently. Samchuni bashisha means that he was drunk. That he had
something to eat.
So if it was drunk, it didn't matter.
He didn't know the answer. He didn't know the answer.
No, but to answer halacha l'maaseh, when one is drunk, then I understand he is not supposed to.
Yeah.
But if he was...
wasn't halacha l'maaseh. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So Rashi learns Pashim Shad, I was exhausted and I taka don't know the... He didn't know the answer. He didn't know the answer. Huh?
The beginning of Pashim is heavy yayin versi yayin, isn't it? It's the beginning of Pashim. It's heavy yayin versi yayin.
That's the beginning. Could be. I don't remember.
No.
What did he say? That day.
Yeah.
So it was all excited. Okay. Anyway, so he says he didn't know the end. I saw they quoted the name of Rav Chaim. I don't know how authentic this is. Some quoted, he quoted Pi Hashmo, that it says this expression in Shas a few, only twice, Urva Parah, here. It says Chul and Kuf Chav Dalad. I think it's more than two places.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's over here and over there. So they quote in the name of Chayim, that it says in Parshas Noach, that after the Babel was over, he sent out the Orev,
and
it came back. Nothing came out of it. Nothing, huh? Yotav Ashav, nothing came out of it. And then later on, he realized. So Urva Parach is an expression, that's what they quote the name of Chayim. Urva Parach is an expression like sending out the raven, that there's nothing there. You're not going to get any, you're barking up the wrong tree. Like we would say, you're barking up the wrong tree, so you said Dvar Metela. So that's what they quoted the name Rav Chaim, that he said, Yes, Akashi, the Chinat Ben Zeldin, and Dvar Metela, so he said, Over Park, no Tushto, Haksta China, nothing there. It doesn't sound like it from the Gemara, because the son asked the father, why don't you give him an answer? So he says, I'm exhausted, or
right.
I'm drunk or something.
Unless you should have told him that's no shalom.
Sounds like he didn't know the answer.
Yeah.
Not that he knew it was a klotz kasha. It's not a klotz kasha. As a Rashi learned, over probably he didn't know the answer, and he started to divert his attention because he was embarrassed he didn't know the answer. So he says, the boy minoy milsa the baitam, he asked of me a question that you really need a good explanation, and I didn't know, the explanation. So now the Gemara asks, with time am I, what taka is the explanation? We know that Allah is the Dorman and Dovas, I'm not craving the yom.
Yeah.
And now he tells me, Rav Huda tells me a tradition, v'emechetzi shalach mechetzi shalach muta v'shachta v'yonta. So if lachem is memayit, lachem lo liakum, and lachem lo lagavaya, so if it's half and half, so manishtan hakam by hegdish is osir, and by akum is mutter. The time on my, what's taka the answer? And for the Gemara, the answer is the following. Why? The absolute size possible is shchito. You have no choice. You're not doing a bigger malacha. You have to shecht in order to eat your half. You're not doing anything lakum. But why not say it's half and half? Zogdin my name. Kohanim. Kikos zachu. What do you mean kohanim? And the kohanim me the chazer the shoyk of the shlomim or the baili me the flesh. Either the chelak a kohanim or the chelak a baim. Whoever is going to eat flesh from the korban shlomim, kikos zachu mishulchan gavoya kozachu.
The whole teshchita is Hashem is legvoa.
That's what Taisa says.
Yeah.
So that's what Taisa said. That's in Bava Kama in the first parak. There's a famous sugya. What's the din kachim kalim? It's in a few places in Shas. Quite a few places in Shas. What's the din? So it's like this. Let's say somebody brings a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, achatos and osham, and they give the flesh to the kohen. So the kohen has a big steak. Wouldn't have a big steak. They have so many kohen that it's a tailor to the, has a tiny little mashu, has a tiny little piece of flesh. Let's imagine a big steak. And he has his girlfriend is there in the Azor. What's the girlfriend doing in the Azor? The Gemara says, Nishab Azor Minai. The whole story is crazy. I was like, there's a woman in the Azor, and the kohen is in love with this girl, and he gives her a piece of flesh, and she's not allowed to eat it. Even if he marries her, she's not allowed to eat it. It's only Nechot Bezichar Kuna, but it's worth money. It's a steak.
She can sell it to another kohen.
She can sell it to another male kohen, who will be permitted to eat the Bekdusha Vatari in the Azor. Okay. So he takes the steak and he gives it to the girlfriend. This is the steak that he was zeichet to. They divided up the sarachatas. He gets the steak. He gives it to the girl. Says harem kodesh esli with this. So is it good or not? So that's a big machloikis hatanoi. So one time in the Mishnah says why not? It's his flesh. He can be mei hashaver pruto is mekodesh. So we paskin no. We paskin kochi kochim is out of the question. Kochi kochim is considered mama gavoya. It's not considered mama bailam of hamakadish. One time I was hamakadish b'chel kadei mikach kach mem kach tam mikudeshes. She cannot eat it, but she can sell it to another male coin. She can make money on it. Yeah. Let's say a coin has truma, and he's mikadish and isha with the truma. So that for sure is good. Yeah, but now she just became an ashes coin. But even over here, she can sell it to another male coin. So one time is of the opinion, why not? It's yours, so you can be Mekadosh and Isha. So that we don't accept that. We say, HaMekadosh B'chelk of the coin is Mekadosh and Isha B'kachi Kachim. That's Mama Gavoya. We learn that from Psukim, it's Mama Gavoya. Einem Kodeshes. So the Shad is, well, what about Kachim Kala? How far do you go? Do you say, all Karbonas are Mama Gavoya, that you have to treat it, the Halacha treats it as if it doesn't belong to you, you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha with it? It really is his. But Halacha says it's disrespectful to treat it as Mama Bam. You have to consider it as if it's Mama Gavoya. We don't allow you to sell it or to give it b'matana even. To give it b'matana to Mekadosh and Isha, it's not Chal. So that's a machloikas satanayim. Rabbi Yisak Lili says, Kachim Kala Mama Bailam Hain. And the Chachamim disagree, and there's theorists in the Rambam. The Ktzoy Sachoshin has a long list of contradictions. Five places the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yisak Lili. The five places the Rambam passes against Rabbi Yisak Lili. Every year somebody prints a shtikol teret to faren for the stiris. The stiris in the Rambam, the Lacha Mishnah lists off all of it. The Ktzoy lists off all the stiris. So that's a problem.
What is
Chaz v'shok is from the Shlomim, from the Kachim Kali, what you give to the Koyim.
What is it?
Kachim Kala? Kachim Kala. Yeah. Shlomim is a Kachim Kala. Yeah. So there's a machlokes hatanaim on the Kachikachim. There's one Tana holds.
Even.
The Kachikachim is also Mam and Baila. Why not? It's his flesh. And the Kaddish Bechalkum Kodesh. So that we don't accept for sure. Then a Kachim Kalim is a machlokes hatanaim. And then the Gemara says, even if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that Kachim Kalim is Mam and Bailim, it's considered his. That's only if I have a Shlomim that's walking around. I was Mafresh Karb Shlomim, and it's walking around. And I give the Karb Shlomim to this girlfriend of mine and say, Hariyah Mukodesh Li. So Yossi Haglili says, okay, Mukodesh. And she's not the Balabasta. She can tell the flesh to whomever. She has to bring it as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, Makrevit, Zorek, the Dam. And then she's going to be the Balabasta. She's anyway going to be the Balabasta. Just marry them. So she's going to run the whole. She's going to run the whole kitchen anyway. But now it's hers to decide whom to tell the flesh to. So Rabbi Yisrael Gemara suggests, Rabbi Yisrael Lili says, Kachim Kalim, Mom and Bailim, you can be Mekadosh and Isha. That's only Mechaim. But Lach HaShchite, maybe Lach HaShchita is different and it becomes Mama Gavoya.
Even Meshulchan Zohar, well, once I get it, it's mine already now.
Yeah,
I'm not eating everything that Avoy Shlomo gives me.
The more Mekudosh it is, like there's a svar to say Kachim. Kachim is Mama Gavoya, Kachim Kalim is Mama Bailim. The more Mekudosh it is, it's not svaris, it's psukim.
Yeah.
So the more Mekudosh it is, there's room to say that it's more Mama Gavoya. So Kachim Kalim Mechayim. I wasn't it has the kedushas haguf lamizbech, but I wasn't makrif it yet.
Yeah.
Once I do the shechita and everything, that is mamish kedushas carbon. That's even a higher level of kedusha than kedushas haguf lamizbech. If you set aside money, you put it in an envelope, that's called kedushas zamim lamizbech. Once you buy the animal, that's called kedushas haguf lamizbech. Once you shecht it, then it's mamish kedushas carbon. So that's a higher, a deeper kedusha. So there's a room to say that lachas rikas adam. Even Rabbi Yosef Aglidi should be moedik. Ki kozachu, mishulchan goa kozachu. So that's what it says in Baba Kama in the first parak. When? So that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosis. In the first parak in Baba Kama, that's machlokes. So Rashi says, La'acha shchite Rabbi Yosef Aglidi is moedik, that is mama gavoya, bein kohanim mechoz v'shoik, bein bailim bebosa. Everything is going to be ki kozachu mishulchan gavah kozachu. The lashon haGemara is kohanim ki kozachu mishulchan gavah kozachu. The Gemara talks about kohanim,
yeah.
And the Gemara there talks about hamikdash bechelko. Chelko means he's a kohen and he got a little shtickle. If he's the balak korban, he gets the whole thing. Doesn't his chelko? That's not his chelik.
He gives
right. Rashi says it here. Right.
It doesn't matter how much he has.
But that's the top thesis, quotes that Rashi. Kahanim b'chaz v'shek, yisal b'basa, right. Everything came perish Rashi. And even, thesis says on the top, and even Rabbi Asaglili says, kochim kalim omen b'ilem heim. The Gemara says that's only mechayim. Kikom Rabbi Asaglili mechayim. Abel acha shchite, both kikozochum shulchum gavoya kozochu. So thesis, then Rabbi Kama has a whole attack against Rashi. They don't agree with Rashi. They say that the only thing Rabbi Yisaglili is moided that it's Momon Gavoy is the Chelak HaKohanim. Chelak HaKohanim, that they get the Chaz of Shek, that's Momon Gavoy. But the Chelak HaBailim, that's Momon Bailim.
Yeah.
So how do you read the Gemara?
Yeah.
The Gemara says the Farish like Rashi. The Gemara is asking, you have a Bey Mechetsu Shalak Mechetsu Shal Yisrael. You have a Pasuk. There's an Issa Malach on Yantu. There's a Heter Eichel Nefesh. But the Pasuk says, Eichel Nefesh only Achashi Yachsa, Chulabad Yosel Lachem. So lachem is v'lo l'gavoya and lachem v'lo l'yakum. Two miyutim. So lachem v'lo l'yakum, if it's a beim, a chetzu, shalisa, chetzu, shalakum, 10% belongs to me, 90% belongs to the nachri. I have no brera, I want to eat my 10%. The epshel l'kazayis basa v'lo shchita. I'm permitted to shech, no problem. If I have a carbon, it's chetzu shali, v'chetzu shal gavoya, so then the Gemara says you're not allowed. The Gemara says, ma'ish, no, it's the same thing. It's half and half, should be the same. So the Gemara answers, Kiko Zoch, Meshulch, and Gavok, Zoch. The Gemara goes on the Chelak HaBailim over here.
But it says Kohanim, so why does the Gemara say Kohanim? You could have said, Nedu and Nedu, Zuzo, Shach, Vion, Kiko Zoch, Meshulch, and Gavok.
So that's what prompted Rashi to say Kohanim is not Davke, Bailim, Vladinam, and Bailim. The Taisa disagrees with the Rashi. So what do they do with the Gemara? Gemara the Fair is talking about the Bailim. The Taisa says, no, that's not what it means.
It's the Chalik that they give to the Kohanim.
No. Taisus says because when you shecht a carbon,
it's full of bone.
It's a carbon. You're shechting a carbon. You don't say I'm shechting teeth flesh.
Yeah. That's a
byproduct. That's a tzitzua. It'll come out. You'll have a little flesh to eat. But you can't say that the shechita sabeime was echal nefesh. The shechita sabeime is akrovus akarbon. It's akrovus. It's an avoda. A byproduct will be after the akrov is a carbon, so one of the halachas of the carbon is that the bailim eat the chelik.
So why is Rashi bringing chazal shofar? Why is he bringing chazal shofar?
No. Rashi's translating the words of the Gemara. See, Rashi understood the Gemara literally. Taisa says it's a melitza. Taisa says.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, but Kohanim in the Gemara doesn't answer the question. The question was, it's chetzi shali, the chetzi shal gavoya. So you can't say Kohanim. But Shali, the Yisrael wants to shecht it.
Yeah, but
that's what leads
Yisrael
Rashi.
He shechts it, he has to give part to the Kohanim. So therefore, it's already also chetzi
is also the aim of three shutfim.
Yeah,
right.
Even though one shutfim doesn't mean.
The boss says three shutfim. Yeah. What's wrong? Let's say 90% belongs to the Nachin, 10% belongs to me. 1% belongs to me. I can shecht it for the 1% also mutter. Doesn't matter what the percentages are. So here in this Gemara, the machlek is Rashi and Tosis. So Rashi translates the. Rashi says the answer to the Gemara is, it's all Momon Gavoya. But I'm going to eat it. It doesn't help that a Yid is going to eat it. But it belongs to Gavoya. The ownership is Koveya. So that's what some half of the Achrayim said. If the Beim is owned by a Nochri, at the time they're shechting it, it's owned by a Nochri. But it's a daita that I'm shechting it that the Yidin should eat it. So we're going to pay the Nachri the money. You have to yontu. If it's owned by a Nachri, that's called lachem v'loy la'akum. Even though the intention is the sheet is, it should be eaten by Yidin. So that's how Rashi translates. It's mamon gavoya. It's considered. It's not considered mamon bailim. So since it's under the ownership of Hegdish, it's fafan. That's called lachem v'loy la'akum. And Tesis holds like the other Achrayim. Then it's it points out. this machlokes. Achrayim is a mafurish machlokes. Rashi and Tosis, how do we differ in the Gemara? Tosis says there is no such din. The din is not true, but Rashi said that the chelak abaylin is mamon gavoya lachashchit. It's not true. Only chelak kohanim is mamon gavoya, and the whole din doesn't exist. That if the behemah belongs to gavoy, behemah belongs to akum, and I'm shechting it, that I should eat it. That's a violation. Lachem loli akum. No, it depends who intends to eat it. The vort in the Gemara is a melitzah. Mishuchan gavoy kazach has nothing to do with the ownership. It means shchitas hakarbon is an avoide. That's not called eichal nefesh.
But when you need shrikes, then Jabalim could not eat before shrikes.
That's a very bad.
This is already an avoide that makes it a shulchan gavoyah.
The Baalim can't eat.
The Baalim cannot eat.
No one can eat before Zrika, no.
All right, so your Zrika is already an avoider. So if you make, so yeah. This makes this a Shulchan Gevaya.
What do you mean Shulchan Gevaya? Rashi holds like that. Rashi learns the Gemara literally.
Exactly.
That the answer what? Yeah, but that Rashi has two big major chidushim in his Gemara. Chidush number one is that Lachem v'lo liakom, Lachem v'lo gevaya depends on ownership. It doesn't depend on whose belly is it going to go into. It's going to go my belly. What kind of gavoya?
Yeah,
I'm going to eat this way.
The ownership passes to gavoya because you see that in order for the balim to get back their part, they
it's
have to wait for the
zikir.
So the moment they shecht it as a korban, the bal is passed to the gavoya.
That's a Rashi holds. Okay.
Yeah.
So Rashi has two major chiddush. Chiddush number one is that even kachim kalim. Lachas Rikas Adam, everything is Mamon Gavoya. Afilo the Rabbi Yisaglili Chelak Abaylim Chelak Akoanim, everything is Mamon Gavoya. So Tosis says it's just not true. Tosis has Rais and Baba Kama that is just not so. That the Baylim can be Mekadosh Esuishim. Can be. That's what Tosis here also disagrees. Tosis holds that it's not correct. That the Chelak Abaylim is Mamon Baylim Hilkoch. It is Mamon Baalim. It can't be Mekadosh and Isha. But the Gemara meant to say a different answer. The Gemara meant to say the Avoida is Lagavoya. You can't label it as Eichel Nefesh. It's an Avoida. Avoida is Lagavoya. So Rashi has these two major chidushim. Lachem v'lo yakom. Lachem v'lo lagavoya. Depends on ownership. Doesn't depend on whose stomach is going to land up in. And chidush number two, that even the Chelak HaBailim in Kachim Kalam, Lachazrika, becomes Mamon Gavoya. And Tosis disagrees on both scores. Well, disagrees on both. So that's what the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltas. He writes that this machlokes between the Knesset Yecheskel or the Shev Yanker, whatever, I think it's quoted in the Behete on Hilchas Yontes. But the Behemis belong to an Akum and the Yidin want to shecht it, and the Akum is going to give him permission to eat his flesh. They're going to pay after. They're eating in a restaurant that belongs to God. So this machlokes is a machlokes. Rashi and Tosis, how to read the Gemara.
Shecht the Behemis and a part of it is Bussar Acharayim. And they give it away to the Goya anyway. If you do this, then every behemoth would be
Chetzi Shalakim. So that's mutter. Chetzi Shalakim is mutter. Okay. Then the Gemara repeats again. Amar Avchiz de Behema, Chetzi Shal Nach Chetzi Shal Yisrael, mutter l'shachta b'yontif. He repeats what Ravuna said, masking that we all agree. Why? The Yafshel Kasayz Basa B'lo Shchita. In order to eat my share, Chanish Kembrer, I have to shecht it. And I'm not doing any additional malacha. I'm not doing an additional malacha by shechting. I'm not doing two different shechitas, one on my half, one on his half. There's all the shechitas from mine and for his, but that's not lachem alaliyak. But what if it would be dough? I have a partnership with a nachri.
Yeah,
we're roommates, whatever. And I bake all the bread, and then after we bake it, we divide it.
Right.
I give half to him and half I keep. So am I permitted to knead all the dough and to bake all the dough? I'm doing lisha, and I'm doing afir. Various malachas are being violated over here. So if you have Isa, Chetzis Shal Nachl, Chetzis Shal Yisrael, also Lafosa Beyontiv, there's no Heter. Why? Divide it in half. You can't say Yafshel Kazayim Basim Loshchita. I can't say let's divide the behem. I'll take my half and the Nachri will take his half, and then I'll shecht my half. You can't divide the behem before you shecht it. First you have to shecht it, so you have no brera. But over here you can divide it, you can separate it. So you're only permitted to do the malacha is on your half. The other half, the malacha is done on the food that belongs to the Nachri. I'll das that the Nachri is going to eat it. So Bein L'Rashi, Bein L'Tosfos, however you learn, whether the Lachem Al Yakum is determined by ownership or Lachem Al Yakum is determined by whose belly it's going to go into, where is it going to land up, who's going to eat it, however you understand it, this would be a violation. There's a Mishnah Faker. The Mishnah says if you have food
if you're going to give
that could theoretically be eaten by a Yisrael, even though the mice, I don't plan to eat it. I'm planning to give it to the behemoth. There's a din lachem v'lo leklovim. We have three drushes. Hula v'ada yu'asa lachem. So we say three drushes. Lachem v'lo liakum, lachem v'lo leklovim, lachem v'lo legavoy. So what does it mean lachem v'lo leklovim? So if I'm carrying food to the zoo for the animals to eat on yontif, I'm doing haitzo, that's lachem v'lo leklovim. Fine. Let's say I'm cooking food for a behemoth. Eichetimtze, Baim doesn't like the food raw, dog food, so I have to cook the food. So if I'm cooking the vele, the dog food that they sell in the stores is nevele. So if I'm cooking the vele, I cannot eat it. The vele is also bachila. None of the Eden can eat the nevele. So that's klila lachem v'lo leklof. What if I'm cooking kosher of flesh, which theoretically a yid could eat, but lemaisa we don't have in mind to eat it. We plan to give it to the behemoth. So is that permissible to eat or not? He said that Oichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically. Since the food is kosher and I'm cooking it, it's possible to be eaten. But because of the possibility, it labels itself automatically as Oichel Nefesh. He's saying, no, you need Kavanas Agavre. When you're cooking the food, you have to have in Zin, you have to have in mind that this is for Achilas Dodim. If you have in mind that it's for Achilas Dodim, even though theoretically you could eat it, that doesn't help. So that's a machloikas.
That'd be haroma. To cook it on.
The question is it a haram? Maybe it's mutter.
Like
hoyo. Hoyo, exactly. So the Gemara says it is exactly hoyo. That's what the Gemara says. Hoyo means like this. I cook food on Yontif and I'm putting away in the freezer for next week. I'm having a bar mitzvah next week. I'm having a chasana next week, whatever. So I'm cooking all the food on Yontif, putting it away. Theoretically, we could eat all the food today. I can invite everybody in the neighborhood. We could eat up all the food today. So do you say that Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically? But he's saying, no, you have to have kavanas hagavrit, you have to have in mind to eat it today. If you had in mind to eat it today, and then it turns out you didn't eat it, that's not enough there. But the shail is, that's the shail that you say, hoyil di mikle leochem chazel le hashtanami chazel le, they say theoretically, hoyil. Since if I would want to eat it, I would be able to. So even like the favors, don't plan to eat it. That's enough to be called eichel nefesh or not. So midirabon of Yeshua, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cook on yontif after yontif. Midirabon of Yeshua, it's forbidden. But the machlekes amaroyim is, do you get malchus? Is it an aver deraisa? Because eichel nefesh, it's only called eichel nefesh if you have kavanah to eat it today. You have to have kavanah sagavra. But he's saying, no, minatara it is permissible because the eichel nefesh sets itself up automatically. You don't have to have kavanah sagavra. So that's the machlekes rabbi v'rav chizde. Imsochem adaf menvov. So Rav Chizde happens to be the one who disagrees with rabbi. Rabbi believes in hoyle. And Rav Chizda does not believe in oil. Rav Chizda holds you have to have kavanas agav, you have to have in mind the favorish at the time that the gula malacha that you're going to eat it. So the Gemara frek takasha over here, just a minute. Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says over here. Yeah, Issa Taklom, right. So what did Rav Chizda say? If you have Issa Chetzi Shal Nach, Rav Chizda said they're both members. You are permitted to shecht on yontif. What can you do? There's no problem. That's eichel nefesh, it's mutta. But if you have an isa, chetzer shalnach, chetzer yisrael, you're not allowed to bake in a yontif. The Gemara frek takash and abchizda, why not? But even a chetzer shalakum, theoretically, it's kosher. The whole dough is kosher.
I could eat it theoretically.
I can eat from my roommate's bread, and I'll pay him money afterward. Let's say he'll give me permission. He'll give me permission. I'll pay him after yontif for his chaylik. That's a good kasha. Taisi asked that kasha. We'll have to talk about that. That's very important kasha.
Could
but
be here.
That's the next
make
step.
Any different.
Depends
that's right.
Taste the same.
But if it's
flesh,
if it's meat, then it's
mouth. Yes, the taste says that the more bread there is in the oven, so it takes up more space, so it's going to bake better. Right. So that's Taisa's kasha. Is that good to kasha? That's a very good kasha. Taste this, the second taste is this. So the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara frek ta kasha. Hakam Rav Chizda say that you should separate the Issa. Nechetzi shalakum, you should not bake today. The Chetzi shalakum, you should bake. We have the Mishnah in Challah that discusses what's called lechem.
Yeah.
What's the issue? What's called lechem? Benegetumah. Benegeta, dinim deraisa, benegeta, there are dinim deraisa that depend on lechem, and there are dinim derabonim that depend. Let's say, in order to be chayv and chal, it says, vare bachochem lechem hor. It has to be called lechem. If bread, cake, and cookies is called lechem. In order to be yotze in the mitzvah of matzah, it says it has to be lechem oni, has to have a shem lechem. Benegea, what else? Benegea to Erevei Chatzeris, it has to be dafke pas. Emer Avin Elabit pas, it has to be lechem. In order to say I'm yotze lechem in Oretz, it has to be lechem. In order to bench, in order to wash until the siddam, so the dinim derais and dinim derabana that depend on lechem. So the question is, what if you have Isis HaKlovin? They bake bread for the dogs to eat. Now, theoretically, what if it's edible for human beings? Sometimes it's only royal achilas akelav, human beings would never eat it. And sometimes it's royal achilas adam also. So what's the din, such an isus haklovin? Is it chayv and chala? Is it chayv and chala? If it's chayv and chala, then you're not allowed to feed it to the klovin without being mafresh chala from it. Because it's tevel. If it's chayv and chala, then it's tevel. And tevel, you're not allowed to have hanosh al kilui. You're not allowed to consume the tevel without, let's say I have tevel and I sell it to a nochri. So there's no lift neighbor, the sita mikshol, the nochri is not, it's not from the sheva mitzvah b'ninoyach. The nochri doesn't have to be mafresh trumas and maises, but it's my violation. Not a violation of lift neighbor, it's a violation of hanoshal kiloi. If you have something that's mischayiv in hafroshes trumas and maises, mischayiv in hafroshes chalo, so if you give it to someone who's going to eat it all up and they're not going to be mafresh, that's called hanoshal kiloi. You're consuming it without doing the proper hafroshah. So that's the shayla over here. Am I permitted to feed the klovim this bread that I baked for them without being mafresh chal? There's no lift neiver. The klovim are not over on any iser of eating tevel, but it's my aveira of hanoshal kiloi from the tevel. So maybe I should say it's not even chayv and tevel. It's not chayv and chala. There's no chayv chala. Then there's no bitul mitzvah and there's no iser of hanoshal kiloi. So the Mishnah says it depends. Iser sa klovim, the dough that I knead and I bake. Hadaita that the klovim should eat it, does it have the status of lechem that it's chayv and chal or not? So the Mishnah says it depends. This man shaharayim oichlim imenu, if once in a while the shepherds also nibble a little bit of it, it's royal achilas adam and then they'll eat from it, is then it has a shame lechem, chayev is bechala, it's called v'hoi b'chok melech moritz, and you can use it for erevei chatzeris, and you say amoitzi, you bench mezumin, and so on. And you can bake it on yontav also, it's called chal nefesh. And you yotzi dechavasa b'pesach. And bizman she'en aroi machlim emenu, but if the minig amokim is that the roi never eat, Yishalmi has a discussion with me. It depends on what the minig amokim is, or what it looked like.
Yeah.
It has to look like that. It's a different shape. It's flat. It's on a tam. If it's not roi l'achila sodom, then it's upgiret. It's not roi l'achila sodom. We're talking in Israel, Achilas Odom, but it's made in such a...
Doesn't
look appetizing at all. Okay. That's 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Things, machlegs, abiechem, and shlokish. Bizman she'en aroi mocham mena means that the minig amokam is they don't nibble, or it's more than minig amokam, that there's tzuros and machachos olam. The tzuros alechem is such that we all know that that's for the behemoth, that's not for Odom. So I called upon it, what does it say? If the bizman she'aroi mocham menu, then it does a heavy shame lechem, and then you may bake it on yontif. The royim theoretically may eat, but lemaisa they're not going to eat. The behemah is going to eat. We're talking. Are you allowed to feed it to the behemahs without being mafresh chala? Are you allowed to bake it on yontif if you don't plan to eat it? So how you talking? The Gemara asked. It's the same as Rav Chizda's case. Rav Chizda says isa chetzah shal necha chetzah shal Yisrael. Why does he say you have to separate these and the chelik of the nochri? You're not allowed to bake. Why not? Theoretically, I may convince the nochri that he should give it to me. I could theoretically. You see, it doesn't depend on theoretically what could
be.
Lamaisa, what do you plan? Is the nochri? Do you plan to do that the nochri is going to plan? So what does it help? They ask. What does it help in the Mishnah Chala? This man shaharay moichlim hamenu. You're permitted to bake it on yontif. Yamai. Why is it permissible to bake it? V'efshe leilem mefalga b'lisha. The chelik that the shepherds want to eat, so we'll separate a little bit, but they're not going to eat the whole thing. They nibble a little bit.
Bake for them.
And most of it they're not going to give to the shepherds to eat. So how are you allowed to bake that? That's the Gemara's concept. And for the Gemara, because theoretically they may want to eat the whole thing. Shiny Isa Klob, Mahal B'Efshe Lefaisim in a Vela. You can give the klov something else, and it may turn out that the shepherds will eat all of it. Feg the Gemara, but he doesn't have in mind to eat the whole thing. Theoretically, he may want to eat the whole thing. But Rav Chisda doesn't believe in hoyl. The Gemara asks Akasha. Who is the Rav Chisda hoyl? Does Rav Chisda believe in that? That Echol Nefesh sets itself up automatically? No. For Hoitman, we have this machlekes from Sochim. Hoy from the Yontav Lachol. He baked on Yontav. He cooked on Yontav. Having in mind the fairish not to eat the spoon on Yom Tov, he bakes and he puts it in the freezer. He's saving it for the Shabbat brachas next week or for the bar mitzvah party next week. So that's a machlokes. Rav Chisda he doesn't believe in hoyel. Like on nefesh means kavanas hagavet to eat it today.
Yeah.
So Boshe helps us over here that the isus haklovim. This mancha, the Rayim may decide to eat all of it and they'll give some nevela flesh to eat to the kloven tea. What does it help that they may do that? But what do they have in mind? They don't have that in mind. Maximum, they have in mind to eat the 5% of it, 10% of it. So how are they allowed to bake everything? Because theoretically they could. He doesn't help from the theoretical svar. And for the Gemara, no. Rav Chisda will say, Leitema, the Gemara says, Leitema, Hoyel, Ve'efsha, don't say, since theoretically it's possible to feed the clothing something else. Theoretical doesn't help Aliba the Rav Chisda. According to Rav, also doesn't help. Because Rabbi says hoyl is a din of hoyl on the level of the rice, but with the Rabbanon you're not allowed to rely on hoyl. So even according to Rabbi it's a problem. So the Gemara says l'choladeis, the answer is kigon de isle nevela, the badei efshe, he plans to feed the nevela to the cloven, and he's making this isa saklam, he's baking this unappetizing bread, and he plans to eat the whole bread himself. He plans to eat the whole bread.
Why is it called into the cloven now?
Because it's not too appetizing. Usually this is the flat breads that they give to the cloven. Usually the royim, the shepherd, maximum the leaf, 10% of it. And today he plans to eat the whole isus haklovim. Doesn't plan to give any of it to the cloven.
But within the context of this piece of Gemara, since there's no, according to Masada, he has no intention to give it to them, so then the concept of isus haklovim is a misnomer here. Why is he bringing it in here? He's not going to give it to a dog.
This is the isus that usually he gives
type
to the cloven.
It's the bread that you bake for
it. It looks like the isus that usually gives to the cloven. But then he plans to eat it today himself. So therefore, he plans to eat all of it today. He's certainly going to eat all of it. So that's why it's a doichik answer. The pashat pshat in the Mishnah is not so.
If he has busan avelu, but if he doesn't have one avelu,
then you're not allowed.
Turn around, talk right.
A Mishnah chalas. The Gemara reinterpreted the Mishnah in such way they did away with the Mishnah.
Yeah, exactly.
Did away with the one line of Mishnah. Okay.
A lot of times you will ask a group of people cannot be koveya for everybody. Why should the Royim be here koveya? What it is? Why do the rule just say the Royim eat from it? The Royim, we will ask a lot of times Shabbos. Most of these people carry
Butler Dyson.
So he also should. Why doesn't the Mu ask here the same thing also?
I mean, on the whole Mishnah?
The whole Mishnah, yeah. What, the Roim are not Koveya, what it is considered Achil, what Oichel, what's not considered Oichel, should be like everybody.
Mistama, there are certain Macholim that only rich people can afford and poor people can't afford. They don't say Butler Daita because, let's say, I don't know, geese or something, a very expensive delicacy or something like that, a deer's meat. They don't say Butler Daita. Here also, the Rayim deal with behemoths, and this is the kind of bread that they make. So a normal person, why should he eat this? The other bread is tastier. If he would be a Rayim, he would eat it also. The Gemara has that's one of the rules in Butler Daita. If he would be under the same circumstances, he would also do it. We'll have to work it on your kasha. Okay, believe that we'll have to work. Next time we learn Beitza, we'll have to learn the second tesis from the top. Yeah. Next week we'll discuss in Yoni Shavuot, and then the week after we'll continue Beitza. Okay. And today's Sedra in Bamidbar, the Chumash describes the way the different Shvatim were traveling. In the Midbar, each Shevet had its own degel, had its own flag with a different picture and a different color and a different design. Everybody was different. And it says when they were traveling in the Midbar, the Mishkan would travel in the middle. There were four machnas. Every machna had three shvatim. And after two shvatim had moved, then the machna Shechina would move, the Kanim or the Levim would move, and then the next two degolim, the next two machnas would move together. So the This is clearly only a hayra shah. There's no such din l'daris about how you have to travel and how the flags and how everybody has to go ish al machaneh the bidloisam. The whole thing is only a hayra shah. The question of hayra shah of what? It's a hayra shah of what? How to travel? There are dinim how to travel. So the Mishnais and Shabbos and the Gemaras and Shabbos and Erevin seem to indicate that this is a hayra shah of binyan hamishkan. There is a din that you have to build the Asale Migdash, the mitzvah of the dirt, to build the Beit HaMikdash. In the Midbar, there was a special Hayra Shah, how to make the Mishkan with Urias and Krushim and Krosim and Adonim and so on and so forth. And the Yisaitis and so on. All the different halachas. The Dairis, there's a din, make a fancier Beit HaMikdash. So this whole din of the Masoes, the Mishnai seemed to understand this was a Hayra Shah of Hakamas HaMishkan. There was a Hayra Shah how the Mishkan should be built, and when the whole traveling in the Midbar was in a special formation to lead up to the building of the Mishkan. So everything is all a prat, Hayra Shah prat, of how to build the Mishkan. How do I know? Because the Gemara learns out all of the Malach, the first daf in Bava Kama, the Gemara says, how do you know what constitutes a Malach and what not? So the Gemara says, it's learned out from Psukim and Chumash, it would appear that Hach Tahavi B'Mishkan Chashiv V'Kar Le'Yav, Hach Tahavi B'Mishkan Chashiv V'Kar Le'Tolda. Whatever activities were major activities, important activities in Hakamas HaMishkan, were considered Malachas. And whatever was not so important in the Mishkan is not considered a Malach. Whatever either didn't exist in the Mishkan or wasn't so significant, Hach Tahavi B'Mishkan Chashiv V'Kar Le'Tolda. So one of the Malachas in the Mishkan is Hoitzor. Where do you learn out Hoitzor? So the Mishnah say, learn Hoitzor. Because when they folded up the whole Mishkan, when they were traveling in the Midbar, so they carried it, Hem Hela Krosh and Mikarkala Agola, then they took it off of the Agola, and they put it back on the floor. This was the Agolas for Rishus HaYochid, and the highway was a Rishus HaRabim. So you learn out, and a Rishus HaRabim, some Rishonim hold that a Rishus HaRabim has to have Shishim Ribo, because at the time when Israel were traveling in the Midbar, in the Masoes, it gives the population, it gives the census. There were many more people, but the only number that the Torah mentions is 605,000 and so on and so forth, with a little change. So the group of Rishonim say that the number Shishim Reba is crucial. If you have a Rishus HaRabim, but you don't have Shishim Reba people roaming, and that Rishus HaRabim doesn't have the din of Shishim HaRabim. Or even if you hold that you don't need many Rishonim, perhaps most of the Rishonim hold you don't need the Shishim Ribo, but you need Tez Zayin Amma, should be a Mokum that's Roy to the Shishim Ribo, also because it's learned out in the Mishkan. Everything Gemara says the Tez Zayin Amma, because we have a tradition that the width of the highway when they were traveling in the Midbar was a minimum of, it could be that it was more, but it had to be a minimum of 16 Ammas in order that the wagons should be able to go on such a highway. So we're learning out not only from Hakomas HaMishkan, we're learning out from the transportation of the Mishkan in Mokum to Mokum, from the traveling. And then the Mishnah say, you learn out if a person carries in the streets, so the Rishus HaRabim only has the status of Rishus HaRabim, the first 10 Tzvachim. Above the first 10 Tzvachim has the status of Mokum Tur. So let's say there's a hook on the side of a building, and someone takes his hat and he puts it on the hook. So and the hook is above 10 Tzvachim. So that hat is considered as located in a Mokum Tur. Lamaila Ma'asar Tachim is Mokum Tur. So the Gemara says, and what if a person carries something on his shoulders? He carries a beam on his shoulders in the street from one place to the other. So you say he carried it in a Mokum Tur. The Gemara says, no. You learn that from the Mishkan. That's the way they carried in the Mishkan. They carried the Yoren on the shoulders. Lamaila Ma'asar Tachim and Yechayim. Or the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Shabbos you carry, whether you're carrying your right hand, your left hand, your chayim. If you write, if a person is a right, he writes with the left hand, there's kalacha yad, so it's only a malacha de rabban, it's not a malacha de right. But to carry with your right hand, carry with the left hand, it's all the same thing, there's all the malacha. So Rashi quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, and what's the mocker that's so? Maybe you're only chayiv if you carry with your right hand, maybe you carry with the left hand, you're not chayiv. So Yerushalmi says, because there's a pasuk that says when they were traveling in the Midbar, they give a different mocker because Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen had to carry the psalmim for the Keteris and he had to carry the Shemen HaMishka. So they had a tradition, he carried one in the right hand, one in the left hand. So you see, you learn out the Malachas. What has it got to do with the traveling in the Midbar? What has it got to do with HaKomet HaMishkan? So you see from the Gemara that they understood that all the traveling in the Midbar was a Hayra Shah. Clearly was a Hayra Shah, it's not a Din L'Doris, but a Hayra Shah of which mitzvah? It's a Hayra Shah, how to fulfill the mitzvah at that occasion, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Hakamas HaMishkan, how to build the Mishkan. When they were traveling from one city to the other, everything was leading up. The whole thing was for the purpose of leading up to the Mishkan.
Next week, Tuesday, we have to. Feel I have to.
I was told that today is the Yahrzeit ever. If you learn the Gemara and Chof on the days, the last 10 lines in the Gemara. So the Gemara presented earlier Tanoihi de Tanya. Yeah, and the second line from the top of Yutes on the Days, he had Hani Tanoi de Tanya, that there is a machlokes haTanoim regarding the following. On Yontif, there's only you're not allowed to do melach on Yontif, but we're learning Beit for all of that. You're not allowed to do melach on Yontif just like on Shabbos, except that you have a heter Erech HaNefesh. So the question is, how much is included in Erech HaNefesh? So if a person shechts a chicken, he shechts a behemoth, wants to eat it, part of it, all of it, he's not to hate, that's Erech HaNefesh. What if he wants to shecht Shalmei Chagige, that's a pasuk in Chumash, Shalmei Chagige is Erech HaYod. What if he wants to shecht in Dorim and Adavis, nothing to do with Shalosh HaKorban. It's not a Yontif Digi Korban, it's not a Dorim and Adavis. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So we pass in La Locha, then the Dorim and Adavis is an Issa Deraisa to shecht on Yontif, because the pasuk says, that there's no heter to do melacha lagavoya. Aye, but you're going to eat the tail of the flesh, part of the flesh. The balam are going to eat. So the Gemara said that's not a heter, just because that's a side point that you're going to eat some of the flesh. But basically, the shechita is really lagavoya, and you're not permitted to shecht it. So the Gemara had a shaila over v'shachat mai. He violated the aver. Shenagatam aver. He shechted the animal, and he's standing in the. Let's say he brought the carbon. He shechts it. It's a malach of shechita. The tigos nusham is one of the lametes of his malach. Had no heter. He violated it. So what are you going to do now? So what? He has the dam in the. He has the dam in the klisharis. So there's an isa derabbanan to be zarek dam on the mizbeach on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's not a malach of the raisa. To be zarek dam. What's the malach of the raisa? It doesn't fit in with any of the lametes of his malachas. But the Rabbanan, it's an Issa of Misakin Monet. Because by doing the Zvika Saddam, he completes the Heksher HaKorban Misakin Monet.
The dam is not Moksha?
Maybe it's Moksha, yeah. The Rabbanan. But this is worse. Amalokha is worse than Stam Tilfa Moksha. I don't know if it's Moksha. Let's say I have a Lulav. A Lulav should have been Moksha. But because of the fact, Tesis claims that a Lulav is Moksha. But the reason why he permitted to bench Esrig on Yontif is because for Mokka Mitzvah you're permitted to be metalfel the Muktzah. And the Chazon Ish Tain is that it's not even Muktzah. He disagrees, the Chazon Ish disagrees with Muktzah. He says it's if you have something that's oimed lehishtamshus, it's not Muktzah.
Well, you could tell you have a failure.
Let's say on a regular Yontif.
But then you have a possible. It says you're supposed to do it.
Right. Muktzah is only the Rabbanon. Muktzah is not the Issa Deraisa. But the question is it that it really is? Is it really Muktzah, but you have a hetter to violate Muktzah? Or are you saying, no, by definition, it's not Muktzah? It's a thing that's on Midla Hishtamsha. So if you have dam, even if you should say that the dam is junk, strictly speaking, dam is not junk, so junk is muktzah. Eitzman bonav yofa, junk is muktzah. So generally, dam is probably garbage, it's muktzah. The dam of the karbon is probably not junk. Dam of the karbon is a mitzvah to be zoyrik, so it's like gora from the lulav. So either it's not muktzah at all because it's a thing that's on Midla Mitzvah, or even if it is muktzah, it's mutter to violate muktzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So really, it should be mutter to be zarek to namitam muktzah. Probably would not be a problem. But mid the rabbanon is masakin mona, because you need the dalar avodas adam shchita kabbalah halachas zvika. The zvika is the gemar of the avodas. You have more avodas later. You have to be makta the chelav. But that's not me'akev. The four avodas that are me'akev in every korban are the dalar avodas adam, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. And a korban mincha, the Tosefta, the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Saita quotes the Tosefta Menachos, makes a parallel that there are four avodas by a mincha that are parallel to the four avodas adam by all the korbanos. You have the kmitza. When you do the kmitza, that's parallel to the shechita that you're separating mevarech elu gavoya. Then you have the kiddush akli. After you do the kmitza, you put the komets into another klisher. That's like kabbalas adam. Then you have halachas. Hakomets on his back like halachas adam, and the haktoras hakomets is parallel to the zrika sadam. So the zrika sadam is a malach min rabban. Haktoras hakomets is a malach mamish. That's havara. You're causing it to catch flame when you're burning it. You're consuming it in the flames. So that's mamish malacha. That's a malacha deraisa of havara on yontif on Shabbos. But over here, the zrika sadam, that's only a malacha min rabbanon of mesakin mona. So the Gemara had a shayla. Someone went ahead over the shachat mai, the last 10 lines on Chaf Amid Beis. Somebody brought an adorim and adovis on Yontif that he wasn't allowed to. Anoila for sure you're not allowed to do. All machlekes amarim, all these. What about a shlomi? What if it's worse? What if he brings an oila on Yontif? That's for sure lachem alo lagavod. There's no heter. So what do you do? He's standing there with the dam. Is he allowed to be zerk the dam? If you don't allow him to be zerk the dam, the whole carbon will be possible. So you have a shayla. Sometimes it's a nisa derabbanan to be zerk the dam because in the second month it should be nisa derabbanan. Mm-hmm. So the question is, sometimes the chachamim are so strict with their isurim, they say you have to observe our isur even if it means that you'll forfeit, you'll lose a mitzvah deraisa. Let's say you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. There's no eruv. You're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. So let's say there's a mila bismana on Shabbos and the moel forgot to carry the knife, and the only way to get the knife is to carry it in a karmelis. There's no goy test. So the thing is, hamidah chachamim derem amok mitzvah. They say you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis even though you will not be able to fulfill the mila bismana. There's rather not so bad. So you do the mila tomorrow. It'll be a mila shleb bismana. They're not really losing the whole mitzvah. But sometimes hamidah chachamim derem amok mitzvah, you simply lose the mitzvah. Okay.
If he
loses the mitzvah achivas korban pesach. They say you have to eat korban pesach before chatzos because of the gzeira that you may eat it too late, you'll eat it after alos hashachar. And what if you didn't even begin to eat the korban pesach before chatzos? So they don't allow you to eat the korban pesach. And you can't make up by bringing pesach sheni. He already participated in the shechitas pesach rishon. So he doesn't qualify to bring a pesach sheni. So he loses the mitzvah of achivas pesach. He has the mitzvah of hakrovas pesach. Two different mitzvahs, hakrovas korban pesach and achilas korban pesach. So the chachamim made a gzeira of chatzos even to the extent of losing the whole mitzvah. Even though, not only if he ate a kazayis, they tell you don't eat a second kazayis, even if he didn't eat any kazayis at all. The Gemara has different cases. So sometimes we say, hey, mina chachamim devrei mamaka mitzvah. Sometimes they insist you have to observe their gzeiras, the rabbanon, even if it means you're going to lose a mitzvah. And sometimes we say, no, the b'makom mitzvah, we allow you to violate the issur d'rabbanan. So that's the shaila that they asked over here. Boy, hello, they had a suffering.
Is there a criterion when to judge which way? I mean, is there any...
The issurim d'rabbanan can be graded
levels
on different levels, the 1,001, 1,001 levels. Sometimes when you have to violate, let's say, the zechel l'shem b'sakona, you have to violate an issur d'rabbanan. So the Pharisees saw right on Mishnayis in the end of Yuma, that is machila mosa hakala kalchila. The Gemara has machila mosa hakala kalchila in the end of Yuma. The zechela has to eat food in order to save his life. It's in the concentration camps. They didn't give enough food. So either eat it, they give you a trefus. So either eat the trefus food or you die. So what if you have a choice? You can either eat chazer or eat nevela. So which is worse? Or chicken nevela or flesh nevela. So which is one worse than the other? So if you hold ein shchita loif min ha-teiras, and maybe that's better to eat the chicken nevela. They don't give you a choice. They didn't give any choice. They wasn't.
Didn't give any meat either.
Yeah. So the Gemara has discussion. Not about the Gemara couldn't visualize. No one in his right mind can visualize such a mitzvah like a concentration camp. The Gemara has a discussion. Achol sheish v'sakon. He has to eat food, and all he has a tray for food. Should he eat tevel? Should he eat truma? Should he eat chaza? Should he eat this? Should he eat that? So the Gemara has on the level of the rice and achila masa akala kalchila. So the Tveres Yisrael writes in Mishnayis in the end of Yuma that the same is true regarding Yisurim Derabbanan. When you have to violate, when you have a heter to violate an Yisur Derabbanan, on Shabbos, You have to choose the lesser of the various violations. So on Dinam Derabbanan you can have on 1,001 different levels. So here the Gemara is clearing how chomer is this Issa Derabbanan. The Malacha Derabbanan on Misakin Mane, Zrikat Adam of a carbon is Machsha the carbon. That clinches it. The carbon is kosher now. So the Shaila is how serious an Issa Derabbanan is that it's a Misakin Mane of Derabbanan. Is it so serious that Afilu B'Makam Mitzvah Emir Chacham Devarim, they don't allow you to keep the Mitzvah? So you're not allowed to desert the dam, so it'll come out that the whole carbon was Haroiz Gevorkin and you weren't going to do anything with it. Or would you say, no, that the B'Makam Mitzvah we allow you to violate the Issa D'Rabban? So the Gemara says, yes, we are Mekel, but it's a Machlek HaSamarayim, exactly how far are you Mekel? So one Amara says, you're only Mekel if the Zrikas Adam is chotch going to lead up to Eichel Nefesh, if you're going to eat it. Yeah. If you're not going to eat anything, there's no Eichel Nefesh. On the level of the rice, this is not a bona fide Eichel Nefesh. Because the real purpose of the Zrikas Adam is Zrikas Adam, Hachshoras HaKorban. Like the Shechitas HaKorban, you don't say, let it be Eichel Nefesh. No, the main purpose of the Hakrovas HaKorban is Lagavoya. So that's Lachem Lagavoya, you're not allowed to. So the same thing, the Zrikas Adam. The main purpose of the Zrikas Adam is to be Maksha the Korban. So it should really be Lachem Elo Lagavoya. But we're not dealing with the Malacha Deraisa. We're dealing with only a Makabat Patish Midrabon. It's only a Misakin Mona Midrabonon over here. It's not a Misakin Mona on the level of a Deraisa. Zrikas Adam. Misakin Mona Deraisa means I have a broken chair and I fix it. I have a broken wristwatch and I fix it. Watch, there's something really broken. But a Korban, Yamaksha, a Korban, that's not a Misakin Mona Deraisa. So you're only dealing with a Misakin Mona Midrabonon. So Rabbi Baravuna says, Rava says Zorik has Adam, we allow you to be Zorik the Dam to violate the Malachim de Rabbanon because it's a shtikal Eichel Nefesh. It doesn't qualify, it's not a bona fide Eichel Nefesh to be Matar Malacha de Raisa, but it's enough to be Matar Malacha de Rabbanon. So Rava says we only allow you to be Zorik the Dam because of the shtikal Eichel Nefesh. But let's say somehow or another, let's say all of the Basar disappeared and there's not going to be any Eichel Nefesh. So would you permit the person to be Zorik the Dam today just to Ratav the carbon? That it shouldn't be a possible of carbon, it should be Hoylech Leibud. So Rava holds no. You're not allowed to do the Malacha of Makabapat, Misakin Mona here, even though by not violating the Malacha you're going to lose the Hechshir HaKorban. And the only Heter is if it's a Shtikal Eichel Nefesh. On Eichel Nefesh there's no Heter. And Rabbi Barav Huna is a little more lenient and he says, nah. If by not being Zorik the Dam, it's going to turn out the whole carbon is a Rois Gavav and it's going to be a apostle of carbon because the Zrika Saddam is Makev, so we allow you to be, we permit you to be Zorik the Dam. Right, the Lachar, that should be the Machlekes between Rava and Rabba Bar. There's no Lahate Basa. According to Rav, according to Rabbi, should be okay. In Oila, there's nothing to eat.
Right.
So according to Rabbi, you're right, we would allow you to be Zorik the Dam. According to Rav, no. Rav is strict. He says the only heter to do the Malach is when it's a shtikal Eichel Nefesh, when there's absolutely no Eichel Nefesh, so you don't allow. So that's the Machlokes. So we left off four lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Neitzvei, we have a Braise that shows that Rav is right, and Akasha against Ashtarka Akasha against Rabbi Ravuna. The Braisa says on Shavuos there's a special carbon that's brought Kibsei Atzeres. Kibsei Atzeres is a shlomim, but it's different. When a private person brings a shlomim, a shalmei yochid, it has the status of a kochim kalim. When you bring shalmei tzibur, it's only once a year on Shavuos. You bring a shalmei tzibur. When you bring, it's not part of the musafim.
Yeah.
In Parshas Pinchas you have the Musafim. This keeps the Atzeres, the Shnei Kvatsim, the Shalmei Tzibur, are brought in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem. So that's why there's a Machlokes Tatanoim in Menachos in the Mishnah. What if you don't have any Shtei Alechem for some reason or another? Does it make sense to bring the even if you don't have Shtei Alechem, you still bring the Musafim? The Musafim of Parshas Pinchas you bring. The Shad is, if you don't have Shtei Alechem, does it make sense to bring the Kipsi Atzeres? So that's a Machlokes Tatanoim. Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai, I think, have a machlekes. Maybe it's only the kvosim aboyim biglal alechem. If there's no lechem, there's no kvosim. Special carbon. So the kibsei atzeres have a special status as kochim. It's not kochim kalim. And it's only Nechel Zichri Kuna in the Azar. Yom Belayla Chatzot. It has a special status like Kochi Kochi. So what's the din Kipsi Atzeres? He's supposed to bring it, he's supposed to shecht it l'shmon. All the karbonas have to be brought to l'shmon. What if he shecht it shalo l'shmon? Does it passel? So the first Mishnah says in Zvachim kol azvach mishinitz b'chol shalo l'shmon k'sherim elo shalo yolo l'bal m'shem chav. If you do the shechita shalo l'shmon, I know that this is a kipsi atzeres. See, that's a machlokes in the Gemara, the machlokes in Shem. What does it mean, shalai l'shmon? What does that mean? He made a mistake. He thought that this was a soy lachatos. He didn't realize that this is a kipsa, this is a shalmitzib. He thought it was an oila, or he thought it was a chatos, or he thought it was something else. That's called akira b'toyes. That's called, he made a mistake, Pashit. So that's a machlokes amarayim in the Gemara, and that's a machlokes tesis in the Rambam haratasim. So I think the Rambam passed is that that's not called Shalom Lishman. Shalom Lishman Hayes,
exactly.
He knows what it is, and he doesn't like that. He knows that this is a kibsa atzeres, and he thinks that it's more important we need a kapara. I want to bring it as a chatas. Let it be a chatas. What do you mean let it be? It's been snishkin balabaz. You can't change it. Once it's already hukdash as whatever it was, as a shlomim, as an oil, as a pesach, as a chatas, as an ash, whatever it is, you can't switch it after it's already designated as some kind of a korban, or they can't switch in the middle. So what you're going to decide that you want to switch it is lamal of a lamar. You're not going to succeed in switching it. But that's called shalom l'shmon. That's what that for sure passes. He knows that it's keeps that serious, and he says I want it to be a chatos to be mechaper on what the government did in Medina Sisal, whatever, or what the Klal Yisrael did in Barapat. He decides he wants it for something else. So that's for sure shalom l'shmon. And if he pashut made a mistake, he misidentified. He thought that this was a chatos or an osham, and he shechted it for that purpose. That's called akira b'toyes.
That's it. No.
Well, chatos you bring. Chatos, chatos. One of them was
talking. Yes,
yeah. This is all sibur. Yeah, this is all sibur. Did this stuff. He keeps that there as a sibur. Yeah. So the shaila is, he shechted the kibsi atzeres shalor l'shmon. So the Mishnah says that whenever you shecht shalor l'shmon, the carbon is kosher, unless it's a carbon chatas or carbon pesos. Then you have sukkim that the whole carbon is possible, and even if you're going to be zorek to dam, you won't get anywhere, so you may as well not be zorek to dam, because you're not going to get anywhere. They won't make the carbon into a kosher carbon. But by all other carbonates other than chatas and pesach, If he did any avodah, the kabbalah Allah says he did the avodah shalad shman, the carbon is kosher, but liyola lebaylem l'shem chayvim. So let's say you brought the kibsi atzeres and you shechted shalad shman. He knows what it is and he's miskaven to be mishana. He made a mistake. However, you paskin on that, and that machlekes tosin the Rambam, the machlekes amaroyim. So what does he do now? This carbon will not be oila for klal yisrael as a kibsi atzeres because he did shalad shman liyola lebaylem l'shem chayvim. So you got to bring a different carbon instead. So now you're left. He's left holding a cup, a klisharis. This is no good. It has to be a metal kli. Klisharis has to be mateches. He has the dam in a klisharis. To be zarek the dam is a malacha de rabbanan on yontif. So if it would have been a kosher carbon, so that's mitzvah bekach. That's the din. It's a carbon shazmana kavua. The shchit is dech yontif. The kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, everything is dech yontif. No problem. The shaila is now. It's like nedarim and adavis. Whenever you have a carbon that's Nishchat shalol l'shman, it's kasher elo shaloyol l'bayil m'shem chavis. So you makrev it as an adorim and adavis. It's no longer oila for the chiv of klal yisrael has to bring a kibsa atzeres. So it's mamish daimim v'daimim. It's the same. It's an adorim and adavis. So are you permitted to be zorek the dam or not? What's the halacha? So it says it depends. It depends whether shavuos is chali is b'shabbes or shavuos is on a weekday. Why does it depend? Because Shavuos is chal on a weekday, then you're permitted to cook the flesh. So we allow you to be zerk the dam in order to cook the flesh and eat, broil the flesh. You're supposed to eat all the carbon is broiled. You see the fairish like Rava. We only permit you to violate the Yisad Rabbana when there's a shtikal echal nefesh involved.
Yeah.
So the shtikal echal nefesh, you'll be able to eat it. But if Shavuos shachali is b'shabbes, you can't cook the flesh. So you have to wait. You'll have to wait to eat the. You know, you can't eat the flesh. And you're not yet to the mitzvah of achilas kachim if you eat it raw. You have to eat it kedach sham lochem lochem. You have to eat it in a kavadiga fashion. If you eat raw flesh, you're not yet to the mitzvah of achilas kachim. you can eat it, cook it, and eat it Motzai Shabbos, but that's not called Eichel Nefesh. What's the Hetzah? He's Zorek the Dam. Now he's doing a Malach. And what's Eichel Nefesh? Hot B'day, it eats Malava Malka. And Malava Malka, that's not. Anyway, on Shabbos, there's no Hetzah Eichel Nefesh anyway.
Yeah.
The Hetzah Eichel Nefesh is only on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, there is no Hetzah Eichel Nefesh. So the Brisa says Beferish. Hadam yizarek v'habasad yeyochel. He shechted the kishli atzer v'shalol d'shman, so the korban will be kosher, elo shalol balam shem chavi. The korban will be kosher if he'll continue to do the kabbalah d'aloch and the zrikah. But we don't permit you to do, there's a problem performing the zrikah. The zrikah is the chanisa d'rabbon ha-masak and mona. So the braisa says it depends. If Shavuos chal on a weekday, is hadam yizarek v'habasad yeyochel, shleit v'ferish, bizarek v'dam, al das to eat the basar tashtikal heter echal nefesh. So this, the gabi, this is the rabbanon that echal nefesh yigenuk. Im hoy so Shabbos, and if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so on Shabbos there's no heter echal nefesh. And anyway, you can't eat it today; you have to eat it tonight. So then it says fafan lo yizroy. You're not allowed to be zorek. Bim zorek if you want to, and you violate it, urtsa. You won't say it's a question. Why not say it's a mitzvah bo ba'avera? Why not say since it's machal Shabbos? Is akasha why? But it says bim zorek if you went ahead and you did. You did do this because of Adam. You violated the Malach of the Rabban Hurtz, so the carbon will be kosher. But what do you see Beferish? You see Beferish like Rava. See Beferish like Rava. So that's what the Gemara says. Dishleimel Rava Nicha. According to Rava, the Braisa reads very well. We only permit you to do this because Adam on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, if it's going to lead up to Achila today. There's a shtickle Eichel Nefesh. Elo the Rab Rav Hune Kasha. What's he going to do with the Brisa? So the Gemara says, we give up Kasha. How's that with the Kasha? It's not a Tosefta. If it would have been a Tosefta, then it would have been a Tiyufta, Obgefret. A Tosefta means that it's a bona fide Brisa, recognized, authorized, has the stempel, has the stamp of approval of Rabchia Raboshia. A Brisa could be Mishabeshta. Maybe it's a mistake in the Brisa. But the Akasha, we have a problem. We don't know how Rab Rav Hune is going to deal. Then the Gemara says, maybe you can even give a teretz. He boys, and maybe first suggestion is kasha. We don't know what to do. He disagrees with this braisa. Maybe there's a Tana who disagrees. He boy is same, and if you want to, maybe you can say another teretz. Maybe Shabbos is mocham. We know Shabbos is mocham than Yom Tov, but the Shabbos legabi dizdin. Maybe zrika sadam is a malachim adarabon amasak and money. The reading should be the same. Shabbos and Yom Tov should be the same. So that Shabbos is Misa, if it would be a deraisa, Shabbos is Misa and Yom Tov is Malkus. But on a level of the Rabbanon, there's only Malkus Maidus anyway, so it should be the same. So the Gemara says, Kvetch is a Teretz. Maybe the Teretz is on Yom Tov were more lenient. So maybe on Yom Tov we would Lohem, Minu Devreim, and Mokka Mitzvah. They would allow you to be Zorek the Dam, nor to Terat of the Korban, even though there's no Echal Nefesh. No one's going to eat any flesh on Yom Tov, just to be Maksha the Korban is enough of a reason to violate these Adrabban. And maybe here when Shavuos fell down on Shabbos, Shabbos is Mohammed and Yom Tov, and that's not a valid reason. That's not a sufficient reason to be matter the Adrabban. So that's what the Gemara suggests. That's the Gemara. So the Pashtas, this Brisa reads like Rav. Pashim Shad, the Brisa reads like Rav. So here Taisus has Akash, this whole Taisus on the bottom, I being honest. Taisus says, wait a minute. What are we talking about? They brought a Shlomim. Had the case begin. Somebody brought an Adarm and a Dovah on Yom Tov. Not an Adarm and a Dovah on the Naila. Adarm and a Dovah on a Shlomim. So what do you do when you bring a Korb Shlom? You do all the Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zvike, and then the Bala Korban has the right to eat the flesh only after you do the Haktoris and Murim. The Halacha says you have to go in order. You're not permitted to eat, the Bailam are not permitted to eat the flesh until you do Haktoris and Murim. That's what Tosfos assumes. It doesn't really say so black and white. Where it says black and white is by kochim kochim. It says the kohanim are not permitted to eat the bisar chatos the yosham until you first do the zrikas hadam. That says black and white. This what Tyson says. This doesn't say the fairish black and white. That's what the tzlach has a whole essay, and he says that Tyson is right. Even though there's no fairish gemara, he says that Tyson is right. That this didn't even carries over to kochim kalim. That the Bailim, the Israelim, are not permitted to eat the flesh and the Kachim Kalim until the Kohanim do the Haktaras Emurim also. Okay, so the Tosfos is assuming that didn't exist. The Gemara is only beferish by Kachim Kachim. The Kohanim can't begin to eat Achilas Gaharim and Kachim Kachim is different from Achilas Abaylam and Kachim Kachim. It's not exactly the same.
You have this Shalva B'nai Eili. What was the Shmasa there with the Boston Kachim Kachim, no? I think that was Boston.
No, the Kohanim eat the Kachim Kachim.
Yeah.
The Kohanim eat the Kachim Kachim. So they used to, yeah. They could be brought to all night.
Therefore, that the place should have been looked at.
You should be mocked at him. If you're interested in eating the flesh, be mocked at him. In the summer, they save the emurim from the oilers for the night time. Avodas Adam have to be by yom. Haktoras emurim may be done by Lila, but if someone is interested in eating flesh, yeah, the pasht is the same thing as blood. Yeah, you can't eat the flesh of the Karm Pesach until you do the Haktoras emurim. That's Tosfos Chiddush here that Slack points out. Taisus is Machadish, that not only does the Gemara say it, formulate the statement with respect to Achilas Kohanim and Kachi Kachim, that they're not allowed to begin eating until after Haktoras Emurim, the same thing carries over to Achilas Abayim and Kachim Kalim. So if the Emurim got Tomei, they got lost, and there's nothing to speak of, so then you are permitted to eat the flesh, right? How could that be? I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So the answer is that's not a Kasha, this is a Seder. There's a Seder Asiyas HaMitzvah. So the proper Seder to do is first be mocked to the Emurim and then eat the flesh. That's if you have a mitzvah, Haftarah Emurim. And a mitzvah to eat flesh. So the proper way to organize, to arrange the Seder of the two mitzvahs is this order. If there's no mitzvah, Haftarah Emurim to speak of, so you're permitted. The thing that's ma'akah, the thing that's matir achilas is because Adam. That's a pasuk that says, Laisoch lo al Adam. So the Gemara has many levels of interpretation in that pasuk. The only interpretation says Losoch lo b'sar hakachim, but zayin dam b'mizrach. If the dam is still in the klisharis, we didn't do the zrikas adam yet, so that's absolutely forbidden. The zrikas adam is mata the achila, achilas kaharim, achilas abadim, akachikachim, kachkam. Without a zrika, there's nothing to discuss. And if you lost the dam, you can't do a zrika, then you're not allowed to eat the flesh. Then the carbon is possible. But once you did the Zvika Saddam, the halacha that you have to first do Aktoris Emurim, it's not that Aktoris Emurim is Mata the Basa Bachila. No, it's the correct Seder to do the two mitzvahs. If you mechuyim the mitzvah A, mitzvah B, the first do A, then do B. If it's Nitmu Emurim Asha Avdu, so you don't have the mitzvah of Haktoris Emurim, nothing to speak of, so there's no din of Seder. If you only have one mitzvah, so you do that mitzvah. You have the both mitzvahs, so you do it in the proper order. So that's what Taisus Frek Takasha. Wait a minute, Frek Taisus. It's in the middle of Shavuos here. It's Shavuos here. So they somebody shechted a shlamim on the darman adavis, or somebody shechted the shalmit zibur shaloi l'shmok. So it's not going to be other lebayil m'shem chayva. So whatever you're going to do, it's going to be not like the darman adavis. It's korev nadavis. Now, so we allow you to be zorik to dam. What does Rava say? Rava, we have Tanya Kava. Rava says we allow you to be zorik to dam. Now you can't be mocked to the emurim. Mocked to the emurim is mamash amalocha. That's havara. You're going to burn the emurim. So be mocked to the emurim. Got to wait till after havdova. Till after matzah yontif. So what are you zorik to dam for? You will permit him to be zorik to dam for eichal nefesh.
But you can't eat it anyway.
The fact is, but you can't eat it. If it would be nitmu uha imurim aisha avdu, the imurim got lost, so they got nitmu, we simply don't have a mitzvah of haktaras imurim. So if you don't have, you don't have. So there's no seder A, B.
Yeah.
So you don't say first the way, then do B.
That's why if you can't do it. Oh.
So that's what Taisus answers. Yesh loimar. So Taisus answers, that's a big chiddush. Since you're forbidden to be makta the imurim, you do have a mitzvah hanging over your head of haktaras imurim. But you can't do the mitzvah now. You have to wait till after Havdalah, after Yom Tov is over. So since right now the only mitzvah that you can possibly do is the Achilas Habasa, so go for it. So do the Achilas Habasa. Do the Achilas Habasa. The only time you say you're not allowed to eat before Haktoras Emurim is if right now there's a chiyuv to do Haktoras Emurim. But if right now there's no mitzvah Haktoras Emurim, nisht is nisht. Let's say you have a cloud. I remember after the last year we went to a wedding. The wedding was at night in the winter time, so it was already late. And there were a few people there, so we wanted to daven ma'ariv, we wanted to say Kiddush Levana. But there wasn't a minyan yet. So there were not people to say Kiddush Levana. There were four people. So we wanted to say Kiddush Levana. So somebody said, no, Tadir b'shena Tadir Tadir Kaidem. Ma'ari daven every day. Kiddush Levana you only say once a month. So you're not allowed to say Kiddush Levana before. Before you daven Ma'ari. But we can't daven Ma'ari. Yeah, we don't have a minyan now. We can't daven Ma'ari. So in the Paskim it says that you don't apply. Tadir b'shena Tadir Tadir Kaidem. There's a rule. If you have mitzvah A and B, how should you arrange? Which should you do first? So if you're interested in doing two mitzvahs, you only have rules and regulations. If I'm not interested in doing the two mitzvahs right now,
the fact that you could daven by yechidus doesn't count.
I don't want to daven by yechidus. I don't want to daven. Let's say it's the afternoon. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon, and I didn't daven. It's after 1:30, and I didn't daven Musaf yet. I had to run to the office. I just davened Shachris, and I ran out of shul. I didn't daven Musaf, and I didn't daven Mincha yet. So Mincha, I want to daven at 7:30, 8 o'clock is going to be Mincha, Mincha. Now, I want to daven Musaf. I'm not interested in davening Mincha now. There is no minyan now for Mincha. So what are you going to say? Tore v'sheina tore, tore kaidim. The Gemara says, if it's late in the day, I'm a shchodesh, and I didn't daven Mincha, and I didn't daven Musaf, and now I have 15 minutes, and I have to daven both. So how do I arrange it? So the Gemara says, think fast. The Gemara says, first daven Mincha, and then daven Musaf. Why? Because Mincha you daven every day. Musaf is only once a month, once a week, whatever. So Tadu Vishena, Tadu Tadu Kaidim. Mincha is more Tadu. But if it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there is no minyan. There's no minyan for Musaf, there's no minyan for Mincha. So Musaf, I'm not going to find. That's another rule. If it's Mamish holding 3 minutes before the end of the day,
yeah,
and he has a choice either A or B, it's either Musaf or Mincha. So then what does he do? So then the person will say, you daven Musaf, because Musaf has no tashlumin, and Mincha has tashlumin.
That
marif twice, okay. But let's say it's 15 minutes before the end of the day.
Both.
And he has no minyan anyway. So he can do both. So then the Gemara says, Tadav Shein, they started daven Mincha first. But if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he sees he's not going to get a minyan for Musaf, Rafam, Mincha is going to daven later in the Mincha. 8 o'clock, 7:30, it's going to be new for Mincha, that's not a problem. He's not interested in davening Mincha now. So you can't tell me a rule, A has to come before B. He's not interested in davening A for whatever reason. He wants to daven another 5 hours, or here by the wedding. We're not interested in davening Mar. We don't have a minyan for Mar. We have 4 people for Kiddush Levana. So that's what Taisa says over here also. The only time, this is a rule in the Seder Asiyas HaMitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Haktaras HaMurim, and there's a mitzvah of Achilas HaBasar. So the mitzvah of Haktaras HaMurim should be done prior to the mitzvah of Achilas HaBasar, but mitzvah HaMurim, if he can do both of them now, if it's shaykh to do both. If nitmu'u, or she'ovduhu HaMurim, it's gone, or loy nitmu'u, v'loy ovduhu, it's sitting in front of me, but stachyantiv, there's an isa malach, I'm not permitted to the makter the HaMurim, it's a malachi, you're not allowed to. So I'm not holding now by being makter the HaMurim, I'm not allowed to be makter the HaMurim. But since you're not allowed to, so there's no problem of the Seder is not Miyakis.
Rabbi, you mentioned before about the Kiddush Levana, deciding, and I apologize. Apropos of Sirach HaOmer, similar to that, let's say you're not going to get, you're in a place, and you're not going to have a Marav until 11, 12 o'clock at night, and you have a sitter, whatever the case is, but it's already 9 o'clock, and it's Sirach HaOmer, you tell Sirach before Marav, like Marav, I put the cell to as early as possible, and then down Marav, or if you wait to sell to the end of Marav.
I would think you should count earlier. I think you should count right away. Yeah.
I'm just halachah l'maaseh.
I used to do it halachah l'maaseh.
I did
it also. I used to do it also. Before they change the clock, before they change the clock, so I used to give a shiur, so sometimes the shiur began right after Tzeis HaKom. I came to the shiur, so I couldn't daven Ma'ariv. As I was davening in the car, the people were davening Ma'ariv there. And there was going to be another minyan after the shiur, but the 2 minutes that I had while I was walking out of the car, I used to count sphere before the shiur, because it was the Zman of it, and then he said, daven Ma'ariv later? Yeah? Why not? Tzeis says in the Gemara, the Pashtus in the Gemara, that it's preferable to, the Gemara says, you should tell Svira Balayla as opposed to Bayom. You shouldn't wait till tomorrow morning to count Svira. Tomorrow afternoon you should count Balayla tonight. Why? Because Tamimos. You should have as much of the day included. The Taisa says it doesn't only mean that there are two parts to the day. There's Yom and Layla by Erev and Boker. The day consists of Erev and Boker. So you should count tonight so you have both Erev and the Boker. No, Taisa says you should count Vos Svira. If you can count Svira at 9 o'clock, Well, count three at 11:30, so count at 9 o'clock. Tosis even pushes it further. Tosis says that since Bizman is as Tfira Saim is only the Rabbanon and Seika the Rabbanon Lakula, so if you would have a valid reason, you would be permitted to count Tfira, Benashmash, Safiyam, Safik Laila. So Tosis says this is a valid reason. It's a Hida mitzvah to count Tfira, Benashmash, because Yechaparayim, the full 24 hours, plus you get the whole day. Because he's going to wait till we're going to finish learning 9:30. About 9:15. Then we're going to count Sphere at 9:20. So why wait till 9:20? Get another hour included in the Sphere assignment. That's the Machalik that tells us in the Rambam. The Rambam seems told that din of Tmimos just means you should count the Erev and the Boker. So you shouldn't wait till the morning. The Sphere should be Balayla. So the Sphere is Chala on the Laila and on the Yom. Doesn't make a difference if you count 2 o'clock in the morning. It's also the Sphere is Chal on the Laila and on the Yom. And Taisa says, no, you should count what's freer. The earliest you can count is better, so you'll have more minutes of the day included in the count of the day. And Taisa even pushes it to the extent of Ben Ashmashas. They even go so far to say that we don't accept that from the Taisa. The Ran and the end of Sochem, the last daf and the Rif in Sochem, disagrees with the Taisa, so in Shulchan Aruch they pass them like they run. That it's not proper, Lachatzila is not proper. B'diyevit, if you count the Ben Ashmashes, we would say, Safik the Rabban al-Lakulda, so B'diyevit, you would be Yetzir. But Lachatzila, we don't accept that thing.
Person can pass the law in Halukha, that he can eat the kachim, on the basis of a
Yetzir. That's what it says in the Gemara. Yeah, that's what it says in the Gemara. They're not Mechadishit. They said that's what Rav said in the Gemara. Yeah. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin has a machlokes hatanoim. If in the middle of a shiur the Rebbe's learning dates, and then someone asks a shalom bob metziah, totally 100% unrelated, nothing to do at all. So the chachamim say he has to apologize. He has to stand up and apologize and say shalui kinyan shalpi, and I rescind my question. I apologize for being mopsy. And Rameh's opinion, you never have to apologize because kol haTorah kula inyan echad. Everything in Allah is interconnected. Lechatchila Rameh is masking that you're not supposed to ask shalai minu inyan. But B'dievet, he says, if someone asks anything, even shalai minu inyan, the Rebbe is not mechuyif to answer.
I told you that when the Rebbe is learning one inyan, don't ask.
You're not supposed to ask shalai minu inyan. But Rameh's opinion is that he doesn't have to apologize. So the Chachamim are also masking to the Hanoche. The premise of Rav Meir Chaim Zanechem asking that Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad, everything in Halacha is interrelated, everything is interconnected. That's the whole idea of Amam Atzinu. If you find a pasuk in one place, state Atzis Shitim Omdim, that's by the Karshe HaMishkan. So from that we learn out that you have to hold the lulav and the esrog the way it grows from the ground. Mayin Shmita Etzel Asina. That's the answer. Kol HaTorah Kula is interconnected, interrelated, and everything has a shaychus to everything else. Lechatchila, one is not supposed to ask Shalom in it, but the Eved Rav Meir's opinion is that he doesn't have to apologize.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Somebody even said that you put on a talis, that you always have to put on the talis the same way. You can't turn it upside down from the same. Because also, once you make this to be the top, you can't embarrass to make it as
the Karshe Amishkan. Yeah. Says Vayakimus Amishkan Kemishpatoy. So the Yerushalmi says, what do you mean kemishpata? Mishpat means a din Torah.
Yeah.
What's a din Torah? So the Yerushalmi says, keresh shezocha lehinasim b'tzofon lehinasim b'dorim. A keresh that was zecha to be in the tzofon is the right hand side of the Azor is more important. That's what Yishech, b'kach shekach, m'shchitas matzofon, b'kibol damon b'kulisharit batzofon. So all the avaydas of the kach shekach have to be done b'tzofon. So tzofon is more important. So keresh that was zecha to be in the tzofon, you're not allowed to switch it to be b'dorim. That's why Akimus HaMishkan Kemishpatai, they had to put up the Mishkan according to the Schusim and Dinim Amidus at the crushing man. So some poskim say that if you had a sukkah, one year you used the boards for a sukkah, so the carriage that was echad to be in this side of the sukkah, you shouldn't switch it to be in the other side. A talis, if you wore the talis this way, you shouldn't switch it the other way. And most Achrayim don't hold that sushtel is correct. They say tzofon by the Azare is a maila, achshivas. Let's say someone's sitting up in Mizrachon. That's achshivas. He can hear the chazan, he can hear the rabbi, he can hear Kriyas HaTorah, whatever. Mizrach, near the Aron Kodesh, whatever, the achshivas over there. So whoever, someone was there to get a seat in Mizrachon, so you can't kick him off and remove his kus. So a keresh, shezocha lehinasim b'tzofon, That's not fair. That's like Malama Kodesh Lama Ridin. You're cheating the Keres by putting it in Myrav. But what's the difference between this board of the Sukkah and that board of the Sukkah? Everything is equally Choshev. But there's a Mizrach Mant in the Sukkah or the Talus. What's more important, the top part of the Talus, bottom part of the Talus, all the same thing? Why this has more Choshev? Because on top of the head, on top of the shoulders. So a lot of Achreinim don't accept that. That's Achreinim came up. One of the Achreinim came up with this idea. The Talus with the Sukkah. And the later Achreinim, most of them don't accept it. Yeah, but... That's why you have an Atorah. That's one.
The Babish doesn't have any Atorahs. The Babish doesn't have any Atorahs on the Talmud.
No, that's Achreinim say like that. I think maybe the Shalos says like that, and the later Achreinim don't accept it. Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that's correct. And a lot of the later Achrayim before the Mishnah Berurah did not accept it. They said it's not the same thing as the Keresh. Yeah, but he's bringing out, just because it says by the Keresh, how do you know to extend it? So that's a Mamatzina. We say, Kol HaTor Kul in Yenechad. You learn a Mamatzina from the Didechad Lahavera. Okay, let's hear the next daf. Chof Aleph Amin Aleph. See, there's the Avnei Nezer has a very fascinating tshuva. Shepherd Tzuchon to this Tosis, the question whether the Tzustel is correct or not. There is a Mishnayis, and a few different Mishnayis say there was a chief rabbi, Rabbi Yechemen Zakai, and he made 9 takonas. As chief rabbi, he made 9 takonas. So after the Churban by Shein, he made a takana that you shake a lulav every day, and based on Migdash, you shake every day 7 days of Sukkot. Minatar, you only shake the first day. You only shake lulav the first day. They made a takana zechel Migdash. Made a whole bunch of takanas. So one of the takanas was, this was, he made takanas bizman abayis, he made some takanas after the Churban abayis. He was the chief rabbi, Dech Mazak was the chief rabbi during the period of the Churban abayis. So one of the takanas was made, must have been a few years after the Churban abayis. The din is that when a ger converts to become a yid, you have to have milo tefila. If it's a man, you have to have milo tefila, you have to bring a korban. You have to bring a korban. What about this man shein beis hamikdash kam? How can you be mekabel ger? So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, straight chiyogrit chem ger the doraseichem. So you see that it's possible to accept the ger throughout all the generations. Even though the Chumash speaks about the possibility of churban beis hamikdash, v'ashimot says mikdashechem. So the Chumash talks about the possibility of a churban beis hamikdash, and nonetheless here it says it's possible to accept the ger throughout all the generations. So you see that the hakrovas hakorban is not miyake. Nonetheless, the practice was after the churban by sheni that any ger who had converted would set aside money in order to roba lekino. He would set aside an envelope with money, and he would write down an envelope. He's going to use this money to bring his carbon. So the years went by, and all this money disappeared. So obviously, people had forgotten what the money was all about, and they used it for their own purposes. They were more behegdish. They violated the avera of using hegdish to get money for their own purposes. So Rabbi Yechman Zaka made a takana. You should no longer be mafresh rov alakino. No longer do that. Don't be mafresh anymore because of chashash takola. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, always charifes it. Avnei Nezer is always charifes it. He was a super genius. So he has a tshuva where he raises a very strong question. Why don't we find anywhere recorded in the Mishnayis and the Tosefta and the Talmud anywhere that after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, somebody with Mechal Shabbos B'Shege would put aside money? The Gemara says Kaisav al Pinkasa. The Gemara says you should write down he turned on the light by mistake, he did a malacha by mistake on Shabbos, he didn't know it was a malacha, whatever. So the Gemara says write down, keep a record of how many korbanos chatos yechai. Never says anywhere that they used to set aside money. The only record we have of people setting aside money is the ger. How you talking? Why is that? What is that all about? So tuturuf anayis, the pashtus is that it's too harif is it. Tuturuf reifton anayis, that the pasuk says that a ger has to have milo and tefila and korban. So everything is ma'akir. If you don't bring the korban, you're not Jewish. The Pashta says that it's not correct. But that's how he starts off. He thinks he has Rishonim who sound like them. Say like that, okay, it's Medayik. So he says like that. The Pashtas, the Gemara seems to say Befer Shnas, so the Gemara increases the Ches, quote the Tasefta, that the Gershom all the Tovah, the Zman Abayis, Velay Hevi, Korbonoi, is considered a Goy with respect to Achilas Kachin. We wouldn't permit him to eat Shlomim.
Or enter the Beis Hamikdash.
Enter the Beis Hamikdash, we would treat him like a Goy. Right, but not to daven for an omen, to be Mitzurif to a minion, to shake a lulav, to wear talis and tefillin. Of course he's a Yid. The Pashtus is not like, but that's what the Avnei Nezim wants to be. Mechadish has Lashonis from Mishonim. Sounds a little bit like that. That Bizman Shad Beis Hamikdash Oyekayom, if he doesn't bring the Korban, it's Ma'ake. But Bizman Hazeh, if he can't bring the Korban, the Pasuk says L'dar HaSechem, if he can't bring the Korban, if he can't do it, then it's not Ma'ake. So he says, what do you mean you can't do it? You can't do what? You can't do the Hakrovat HaKorban. But the setting aside of the money, that you can do? Mi Ma'ake Val Yadecha? Set aside the money.
Is this enough already?
Whatever you can do is market. Whatever you can do is not market. So he says, setting aside the money, that you can do. That's the Hatzchalas Kiyum HaMitzvah, setting aside the money. So he says, that's why the only record you have in the Gemara of people setting aside money after the Churban Bayis Sheni, setting aside money for drink for the Kabbalah, is only for the gear. Because it's market. Because whatever he can do is market. The Hakrovat HaKorban, he can't do it. He can't shech the Korban, so that he can't.
Yeah.
What's going to be Mafrish a behemoth? Mafrish a behemoth can die till he doesn't know when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be filled. But setting aside money, that he can do, so that was Ma'akev. So he says, but then, so that's Ma'akev, because that's possible, that's feasible. So what did Rabbi Yechaman Zaka make a takona? That they shouldn't set it aside. So like the Dachagoy. If he doesn't do everything that's Bekoicha to do. So he quotes this Tosafot and says, no, whatever you can do is ma'akev. But once the Chachamim made a gzera the Rabbanon that you're forbidden, to set aside the money, mishum chashash takola, so you cannot. So if you cannot, you cannot. So then it's not ma'akev, because you can't do it, it's not ma'akev. That's not exactly what Tosafot said over here. Tosafot said a different thing. Tosafot says about a seder, like we gave a mashal from the Kiddush Levana with the Meir. If I'm interested in doing if I have the ability to perform two mitzvahs, have an obligation, the ability to do, so what order should you do with it? So the pasuk says you got to do it in this order, not in the other order. But if I can't do the two mitzvahs, I don't have the koicha to do, so then there's no order. So eat the korban, because don't hate. If you don't do the zrikas adam, then you can't eat the korban. Zrika is the matzah. But Haktoris HaMurim is not the matter for the Achilas Abasa. Haktoris HaMurim is how to organize the two mitzvahs. But what has it got to do with his case? He's talking about things that are market. It's not the same.
Is Afushas Korb more than Afushas Mois if you have to do it?
The Pashtus is Afushas Korban is more, because when you set aside the money, it's only Kedushas Domim Lam is there. When you set aside the Behemah, it's Kedushas Guf Lam is there. So that's a step further. It's a Charifas. The Pashtus is not always good. The two stuff in the Tais also are Shvera Tush. Okay. So now the Gemara has a Shaila. What if this Gemara was very important centuries ago? Maybe it's relevant now also, I'm not familiar. Let's say when you have, it's probably now also, when you have a slaughterhouse,